兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters.
现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考当主的灵降在我身上这个题目。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall study together the topic when the Spirit of the Lord came upon me.
我们在读士师记的时候会发现这样的描述出现过很多次。
When we read the book of Judges, we'll notice that this type of description happens often.
那我们读经进度在读士师记，会读到选民一段黑暗的历史。
And we are reading this book of Judges, and we know this is a dark period of the history of the Israelites.
那在这段历史当中，看到人是怎么样顽梗悖逆啊。不会从历史上得教训的一个见解。
During this period, we can see that the people would not learn from the history to take as a warning for what they should do.
那有时候一个世代比一个世代更糟糕。
Sometimes the one generation is worse than the previous one.
那从第三章开始
，Starting with chapter 3，
就记载了有十二个士师。
There is a recording of 12 judges.
在这十二个士师里面出现了七个循环。
And among these 12 judges, there are actually 7 cycles.
那这个循环就是神的选民他们去跟随外邦的偶像。
The cycle consists the Israelites, the chosen people of God, following the idols of the Gentiles.
圣经说他们去行神眼中看为恶的事。
The Bible said that they did what was evil in the eyes of God.
三章第七节说，他们忘记了他们爱他们的这位神。
Chapter 3, verse 7 said that they forgot the God, the Lord their God.
然后去侍奉巴利和亚瑟拉。
And served the Baals and the Asherah.
那这个就是去侍奉偶像了。
That is, they went to worship idols.
巴利跟亚瑟拉是当时迦南人他们的神。
Baals and Asherahs.Were the gods of the Canaanites.
当神的这些百姓这样做的时候，第八节就说神的怒气就向他们发作。
When the chosen people did that, verse 8 explained that the anger of the Lord was hot against them.
那结果就是神把这些选民交在敌人的手中。
And the result of that is that God allowed them to fall into the hands of their enemies.
那被敌人压制百姓就受苦，然后他们就呼求神。
When they were being oppressed by their enemies, they were in pain, and so they cried out to God.
所以第九节，他们呼求的时候，那神就为他们兴起一位拯救者来救他们。
Verse 9 said that when they cried out to the Lord raised up a deliverer for them.
那我们在士师记看到第一位士师，就是第一位的拯救者，就是俄陀聂。
The first judge we see, the first deliverer we see in the book of Judges is Othniel.
那接下去第十节，我们就看到神的灵就降在他身上，他就做了以色列的士师。
In verse 10, we see that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he judged Israel.
然后他就出去征战。
He went out to war.
要做拯救者，就是要救百姓，脱离这些仇敌的压制。
To be a deliverer means that he would have to help the people to be freed of the oppression.
那我们就看到当神要兴起他的这个士师的时候，他就会用第十节这里，神的灵就降在他身上。
We can see that when God selects a person to use as a judge, His Spirit would come upon him.
那但是因为在士师记里面所记载的士师，不是每一个士师都有这个描述。
But it is not that every judge that was recorded in the book of Judges had this kind of description.
但是通常当神的灵降在他身上的时候，都是要出去打仗的时候。
But usually when the Spirit of the Lord came upon someone, it is time for war.
就是当百姓他们都是被仇敌欺负，他们生活过得很困苦的时候，他们就呼求神。
That's the time when their people were really greatly oppressed and they cried out to God bitterly.
那神如果兴起士师，他就是要拯救他们离开这样一个很困苦的环境。
If God were to raise up a judge, it is for them to be freed of this type of suffering.
那通常都是要打仗的。
it's usually has to do with a battle or a war.
那要打仗的时候，都会接着说明神的灵降在他身上。
So usually with the war, there's the description that the spirit of the Lord came upon the judge.
然后他们出去打仗的时候就得胜了。
And they would be victorious when they go out to fight.
所以士师记里面所记载的，当神的灵降在一个士师身上，出去征战，每次都得胜。
So in the book of Judges, we can see that every time it described the spirit of the Lord came upon someone, and they went out to battle, they would be victorious.
那所以我们再看士师记里面有几个士师呢？他是在平安的时候真的是当审判官的。
There are several judges who serve as a judge during the time of peace.
有些士师的那个历史记得很简单。
Sometimes the description about them were very simple.
就说他是哪里的人。
They would read, they are from certain place.
然后他的父亲祖父是谁。
And who is their father or grandfather.
然后他住在什么城市的哈。
And they live in certain city.
他做士师几年。
And they serve as a judge for how long?
那有时候还会说他生了多少儿女。
Sometimes it would also describe how many children they have.
然后他就死了。
And then they die.
然后他就被埋葬，葬在哪个地方。
And they were being buried at such and such place.
那就是说，在他的一生当中，并没有一个很特殊的事迹是要记录下来的。
That is, there is nothing very unusual about their lives that had to be recorded.
那我们就说这个就是在平安时代的士师。
So we explain those as the judges during the time of peace.
他们并不需要带领百姓出去打仗的。
They did not have to lead the Israelites to go into battle.
那所以我们就看到，他们这个生命里面有时候出现了很多的儿女。
So in their lives, we see that they give birth to many children.
那有时候他们也活得蛮久的。
And sometimes they live for a very long time.
这个就是在第十二章我们今天的读经进度里面所看到的，有几个士师都这样子。
These are the judges that we can see in chapter 12, which is the progress of our Bible reading.
从第八节一直到第十五节，就是这几个士师，都好像没有什么特殊的作为的。
From verse 8 to verse 15, it seems that these judges did not do anything very extraordinary.
那到或者第十章的，从第一节到第五节也是这样。
In chapter 10, from verse 1 to verse 5, we also see similar description.
所以这几个士师呢，都是好像他都工作都是在平安的时候在服侍神，在做审判的工作。
It seems that these judges were serving as a judge during the time of peace.
好，那所以一共应该是有五个哈，五个士师哈，基本上好像都是在平安的时代。
There should be a total of 5 judges who serve as a judge during the time of peace.
但是我们刚才看到第三章的这个俄陀涅开始。
But from chapter 3, beginning with Othniel,
他去打仗。
When he went into battle,
是因为神的灵降在他身上。
It was because the spirit of the Lord came upon him.
然后他就得胜了。
And he was victorious.
他得胜之后呢，国中就太平了。
And after that, the land rested.
后来这个士师就死了。
And then the judge would pass away.
他死了之后，接下去百姓又去行神眼中看为恶的事。
After he passed, the children of Israel would once again return back to evil.
然后神又兴起另外一个仇敌来攻击他们。
God would then raise up another enemy to attack them.
然后百姓又受苦。
Then the people would suffer again.
然后又哀求神。
They would cry out to God again.
然后神又兴起另外一位士师来拯救他们。
And God would raise up yet another judge to save them.
就这样子，是个循环七次。
And this is how the cycle happened for 7 times.
经过了三四百年的时间。
For about a period of 300 to 400 years.
那这个就是当时候百姓的黑暗时代。
This is the period of darkness in the history of the Israelites.
就是其实神是他们真正的王。
Actually, God is their king.
可是他们看不到。
But they could not see that.
所以我们看到这个神的灵降在一个身上，他的工作的时候就非常有力。
We see that when the spirit of the Lord came upon a person, his work is powerful.
有时候这个人本身并没有什么特殊，有时候甚至是人家所厌恶的。
Sometimes these people are not very unusual, and they may even be disliked by others.
我们第一个士师俄陀涅，我们看到他的出身背景在第一章写的还不错啊。
The Othniel judge that we had read earlier, it seems that from chapter 1, the description about his family is quite well.
因为他是这个加勒兄弟基纳施的儿子, 就是跟约书亚同时代的加勒的儿子。
So he's the son of Caleb, who is the contemporary of Joshua.
所以他是犹大支派的。
He belongs to the tribe of Judah.
那他的这个, 事情啊, 他就打完仗, 他就死了。
After he had fought those battles, he passed.
圣经并没有记载他, 接下去有什么事情发生。
The Bible did not record what happened after that.
我们现在看第六章。
Now let's turn to chapter 6.
士师记第六章。
Judges chapter 6.
第六章, 这是基甸的, 基甸当士师的时候。
This is during the time when Gideon was the judge.
那基甸呢, 那这个是, 神跟他显现的时候, 特别跟他说, 要他当大能的勇士。
When God appeared to him, God said that he shall be a man of valor.
神要与他, 要与你同在。
And that God shall be with him.
那是在六章的第十二节。
It's in chapter 6, verse 12.
那基甸他接受神的这样子, 在跟他讲话的时候, 他实际上是也是很惊讶的。
When Gideon was talking to the Lord, he was also very surprised.
因为当时候他们正在被米甸人压制得很痛苦。
Because that was a time when they were greatly oppressed by the Midianites.
生活很穷。
They were very poor.
也没有东西可以吃。
They did not have food to eat.
然后他就想说, 神与我同在, 那神若与我同在, 怎么会这样子?
He was thinking, if God were with them, why would this happen?
所以他那时候跟神质疑说, 神的奇妙作为在哪里呢?
So he asked, where is the wonder of God?
为什么神今天把我们丢掉了, 让我们今天这样受苦呢?
Why is it that God has forsaken us and let us suffer?
其实是因为百姓不听神的话吗?
It's actually because the people did not listen to the word of God.
所以真正的原因就是当百姓 背逆神的时候,
so the real reason is that when the people rebelled against God, that's when they had to suffer.
那可是神说,
but God said, I shall be with you.
我要打发你出去,
I will send you
要拯救,
to deliver my people.
要从米甸人手中, 让从他们压制当中,
to deliver them from the hands of the Midianites.
然后你又有能力,
and you shall have strength.
第十六节说, 你就可以击打米甸人像击打一人一样。
Verse 16 says, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man.
那这个就是神当时候跟基甸说的。
This is what God said to Gideon.
也交付他一个工作。
He also gave him a work.
他的目标就是要去拯救百姓脱离米甸人的手。
His work was to deliver the people from the hands of the Midianites.
那现在,
now let's refer to chapter 6, verse 34.
这是神为基甸所准备的都已经差不多的时候，第三十四节说神的灵降在基甸身上，那他就吹角，亚比以谢族就聚集跟随他。
When the preparation for Gideon was about to be completed, it says here that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, then he blew the trumpet, and the Abiezrites gathered behind him. That is the people who belong to his family. It belongs to the tribe of Manasseh.
那所以呢,
so with this portion of the tribe with him, then they send messengers to these other tribes mentioned in verse 35, and they came up to meet them together.
因为第33节说, 当时候米甸人, 亚玛利人, 东方人, 都聚集过河, 在耶斯的平原要安宁, 跟他们打仗的。
By this point, as recorded in verse 33, the Midianites and the Amalekites, the people of the east, they all gathered together to fight against the Israel.
哇,这个时候也是要征战的时刻。
This was really the time of a battle.
那这些米甸人他们这个联合军队有多少人呢?
And how many people were in the Midianites' camp?
如果我们从第八章的第十节看呢?
In chapter 8, verse 10,
第八章的第十节, 那个时候他们说有剩下15,000人, 但是之前已经有12万人被杀了。
It says here that what was left was there were 120,000 men who drew the sword who had fallen, and only about 15,000 left.
所以他们一共当时候敌人一共有135,000人呢。
So the enemies had about 130,000.
这是一个很大的征战呢。
This was a great battle.
情势非常的紧急的。
It was very serious.
他们本来都已经被抢到通通没有什么东西可以吃的，很贫乏了。
They were taken advantage of so much that they were very impoverished.
所以当时候的百姓真的是吃不饱喝不足的时候。
This is the time when the people really could not be fully fed.
现在米甸人再去联络那亚玛力人跟东方的各族啊，要来攻打他们，真的要把他们消灭的。
Now the Midianites had found the Amalekites and the other people of the east to try to destroy Israel.
这个时候，神特别把他的灵降在基甸的身上。
This time, God especially sent down His Spirit upon Gideon.
要基甸出去打仗的。
So that Gideon would go out to fight.
他出去打仗，所以他这个时候，你看他吹角就号召他的同族人来帮助。
We see that when he blew his trumpet, he was calling for his family to come.
他一这样一号召，其实大概有32,000人跟随他了。
When he did that, there were about 32,000 people who followed him.
7:32就让我们看到这跟随他有多少人了。
In chapter 7, verse 32, we can see...
第三节。
Sorry, chapter 7, verse 3, we can see how many people were already following him.
3,000多人跟随。
About 30,000.
所以这个时候你看神说太多人我不能够把这个敌人交在你们手中。
And God said at this point, there were too many and I cannot bring the enemies into your hand.
因为你那么多人如果打仗打胜了这个功劳一定会归给说我们有人多所以我们能够胜利啊。
Because you have so many people in your army, you may win the war and claim that it was because you have many people.
这第七章第二节他们你看神是说你们最后一定会说是我们自己的手救了我们自己的。
In chapter 7, verse 2, God said that you will claim it is your own hand that has saved you.
因为如按比例来说也是32,000人对135,000人差不多四倍嘛。
When we actually look at the ratio of about 30,000 to 130,000, that's about 1 to 4.
那四倍这个还可以对付了，有时候还可以的。
Perhaps you can still be victorious.
你看，我们今天如果比较强壮的，一个打四个，可能还打得过嘛。
Maybe today, if someone is strong, he can fight 4 people.
但是要一个打100个，那可能就不容易了。
But it would be very difficult for one to fight 100.
那一个要打1,000个，那更不用讲了。
Or one against 1,000, that's really impossible.
所以一个人如果对1,000个得胜，那真的就不是这个人多厉害的。
So when one is able to win over 1,000,then it must not be because this one person is extraordinary.
神现在跟基甸说
must be because he is extraordinary. There's something extraordinary.
那现在神说太多人。
So now God said that there are too many people.
所以神就跟基甸指示说要怎么样去选择他所要用的人。
So God revealed to Gideon how he shall select the people to be used.
最后留下300个。
And at the end,There was only 300 left.
留下300个，现在要对付135,000人。
And there were only 300 who would fight against 130,000.
那个时候，现在基甸在要去打仗的时候，他每一件事情其实都是神在帮助他的。
When Gideon was preparing to go into war, everything was really prepared by God.
你看，一开始都是神跟他说：“你这些人太多，要怎么选择？”神指示他每一个步骤。
At the beginning, God showed him, "You have too many people." And these are the steps that you should follow.
然后呢，神跟基甸说。
And then God said to Gideon.
第七章的第九节。
Chapter 7, verse 9.
去打仗以前呢，那一天晚上，神吩咐基甸说：“起来，下到米甸营里去，因为我已经将他们交在你手中了。”
The night before the battle, God said to him, "Arise, go down against the camp, for I have delivered it into your hand."
第十节，你若怕下去，带一个仆人跟你去。
Verse 10.But if you're afraid to go down to the camp with Pura, your servant.
然后第十一节说，你就会听到他们有人这样讲话。
In verse 11, he said, you shall hear what they say.
你看到第十二节的地方。
In verse 12,
这个地方就描述说，当时 敌军有多少人，像蝗虫那么多的。
It describes how the number of the enemies were as numerous as locusts.
他说他们的骆驼无数，像海边的沙。
Their camels were without number as the sand by the seashore.
因为你看，有时候我们有时候听说啊，这个多少敌人哦，你用听的有时候 还是一个感觉而已啊。
Sometimes when we hear about the number of the enemies, we may have a certain feeling.
但是等到自己眼睛看到就不一样了。
But when we see the number with our own eyes, that feeling is different.
哦，所以我们听见一件事情跟我们自己看见一件事是两回事啊。
So when we hear about something and versus when we see something,This actually are different.
就好像我们听过，可能听到很多神迹嘛，对不对？
For example, we may hear about a lot of miracles.
听到别人的见证啊。
We hear a lot of testimonies.
但是当这个神迹发生在我们自己身上，我们自己看到的时候，就不一样了。
But when those miracles happen on us, and when we see them with our own eyes, they're different.
那个冲击不同的。
That kind of feeling or movement is different.
一样啊，现在敌人这么。听说敌人很多，但是有多少呢？
In the same way, they have heard about the number of the enemies, but how grand is that number?
现在那天晚上，神叫他下去看看敌人有多少啊。
But that evening, God called him to look at how many are in the enemy's camp.
神叫他去的不是要，也不是要去吓那个基甸，不是。
It is not that God wanted to scare him.
但是下去的时候，他就看到底敌人有多少。
But when he went to see, he saw.How great that number is.
可是这个时候，神特别要他听到那个米甸人两个人的对话。
At this time, God wanted him to hear the conversation between two Midianites.
第十四节
，verse 14。
这个从敌人的口中说了说，神已经将米甸跟全军都交在他的手中了。
That they said, this is nothing else but the sword of Gideon. Into his hand, God has delivered Midian and the whole camp.
也就是说，事实上是神把敌人交在基甸的手上。
In other words, it is God who gave the Midianites unto the hands of Gideon.
所以事实上是神在带头打仗的。
Actually, it is God who led the battle.
那所以当基甸听到这样的一个话，他信心真的是很刚强的。
When Gideon heard this, he was greatly strengthened in the heart.
神就是要让他有信心。
God wanted him to have confidence.
所以让他听到这样的一个对话。
So that he would hear this conversation.
他知道是神把敌人交给他的。
And that he knew God had given the enemies into his hand.
接下来你看，基甸他就鼓励所有的跟他同行的这三百个人一起要来进攻了。
Then we can see how Gideon encouraged the 300 with him.To begin the attack.
你看他们所带的武器很特别。
Their weapons were very special.
特别到了这个晚上的时候。
It's during the evening.
他们就攻击去了。
That is when they began their attack.
神就让他们得胜了。
And God gave them victory.
我们就看到最后这个基甸哦，他们真的是靠着神奋勇在攻击的。
We can see that it is God.Who gave them the strength and courage to really attack the enemy?
他们在约旦河在以色列平原的地方把神让敌人败了以后
After they defeated the enemies by River Jordan,
现在敌人跑掉了，跑回家了，过约旦河走了。
The enemies actually escape and flee for their lives.
因为这些人是过约旦河来攻击他们的。
Because these people had to cross River Jordan to attack them.
他们输了之后就赶快走了。
So after they were defeated, they ran.
现在基甸他们去追他们呢。
Now Gideon was going after them.
这三百个跟随的人跟基甸一起要再去追这些敌人哦。
These 300 follow him to pursue after the enemies.
第八章的第四节特别说。
In chapter 8, verse 4, it is specially said.
基甸和跟随他的三百个人到约旦河过渡，虽然疲乏，还是追赶。
Gideon and the 300 men who were with him crossed over, exhausted, but still in pursuit.
哇，我们就看到他们这个精神很不一样。
We can see that their spirit is different.
他们并没有想说啊，那个反正危机解除就算了。
They didn't think that the critical situation had already come to pass and we can stop.
因为基甸知道神把敌人交在他手上。
Gideon knew that God had given the enemies into his hand.
他的目标就是要把敌人完全击败的。
And his goal is to completely defeat the enemy.
因为还跑掉了很多人呢。
There are still many who escaped.
所以现在他们继续追赶，虽然很疲倦的，还是追赶。
They were exhausted, but they continued the pursuit.
你看，今天我们有时候我们对神的精神 的态度跟我们在完成神工作的那个精神跟这里所讲的 差很多。
Today, we may find that there is a difference between our spirit and attitude in serving God than that here.
我觉得说，很累了，没办法了。
We sometimes feel that we're too exhausted.
教会太多活动了。
There are too many activities in the church.
要办这个，要办这个。
There is this, and then there is that.
很累。
It's very tiring.
所以没办法，没有时间，没办法参加。
So I don't have the time to attend.
但其实我们如果看看这里面所告诉我们的道理。
But when we look at the teachings here,
他们现在看到敌人已经败了。
They saw that the enemies were already defeated.
甚至他们已经杀了两个王了。
They even killed two kings in the process.
可是他们觉得是不行，不能够停在这里。
But they felt that they could not stop there.
要把敌人完全打败。
They had to completely defeat the enemies.
所以他们现在三百个人要去追这个一万五千人了。
So now this 300 would continue to follow the 15,000.
因为他们知道神已经帮助他们打仗。
They knew that God already helped them.
这工作要完成，不可以停在这里。
That work had to be completed and not stop there.
那所以基甸他们就继续追。
So Gideon and them continued to pursue.
最后真的再把另外两个王杀了。
At the end, they were able to kill off two other kings.
让所有的全军都跑掉了，让那敌人都散掉了。
So that the enemy were completely dissipated.
那这个时候，你看他们得到胜利。
At this point, they had a complete victory.
我们现在看第八章。
Now let's refer to chapter 8.
第八章的第二十八节。
Chapter 8, verse 28.
他说这样子，米甸人被以色列人制服了，不敢再抬头。基甸还在的日子，国中的太平四十年了。
Thus, Midian was subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted their heads no more, and the country was quiet for 40 years in the days of Gideon.
这是士师记里面最后记载。百姓他们有太平的年数的记录。
This is the last time the book of Judges recorded about the period of peace.
从基甸之后就再没有这么长的太平日子了。
After Gideon, there was not a such long period of peace.
我们就看到基甸他这个工作很重要。
We saw that the work of Gideon was very important.
那就是神的灵在他身上所呈现的效果。
And this is the result.Of the Spirit of the Lord descending on him.
那就是一个人他很忠心的去执行神的工作的时候，他所完成的。
This is the completion of the work of a person who really served God faithfully.
从基甸的这整个过程，我们看到完全是神在带领他们的。
From the entire incident, we can see that it was God who guided him all along.
可是人愿意跟神配合。
But also man was willing to work with God.
他们真的是拼命敢死，真的是奋不顾身的。
They really were not afraid of their own lives to do the work.
在士师记的第五章
，In the book of Judges, chapter 5.
第五章，他们之前曾经有一段时间，当那个底波拉在做士师的时候
，There was also a period of time before this when Deborah was the judge.
曾经有一群人也是这样子拼命敢死的。
There were also a group of people who really were not afraid of their lives.
你看。五章的第十八节
，In chapter 5 verse 18，
西布伦人是拼命敢死的，拿弗他利人在田里的高处也是这样。
Zebulun is a people who jeopardized their lives to the point of death. Naphtali also on the heights of the battlefield.
因为这个是底波拉做士师，巴拉带领跟他们一起去打仗、打胜仗的时候回来做的诗歌。
This is the time when Deborah and Barak defeated the enemies and they came back.I'm praising with the song.
他们真的是拼命敢死的，为了神的工作，他们是奋不顾身。
They really also did not care for their lives in order to complete the work of God.
当有神的灵在我们身上的时候
，When the Spirit of God is upon us,
我们就得到力量。
We shall have strength.
所以你看二十一节说
，In verse 21, it reads,
基顺谷和把敌人冲没，我的灵啊，应当努力前行。
The torrent of Kishon swept them away. The ancient torrent, the torrent of Kishon. Oh, my soul.March on in strength.
其实是神帮助。
It is God who helps.
但他们可以一直往前行的。
So they can continue to march on.
那跟这个对比的是，当时有一些人，他们是在旁边看的，袖手旁观的。
Contrary to this, there were those who were just watching by the side.
有些人是在那个溪水旁边吹笛，然后在那边享受生活的。
Some were blowing the flute by the brook.
你看第十五节哈，五章十五节。
Chapter 5, verse 15.
在流变的溪水旁边有心中定大志的。
There were those with great resolves of the heart.
第十六节
verse 16.
一样， 你看在坐在羊圈里面，在群中吹笛的声音，在流便的溪水旁，有心中设大谋的。
Similarly, there are those who sit among the sheepfolds to hear the pipings for the flock, and the divisions of Reuben have great searchings of heart.
17节那里。
17.
有些人，你看安居在约旦河外，有人等在船上，有人在海口静坐，有人在港口安居。反正有些人是真的是。这个不关我的事，他就在那边享受他的日子。
So some stay beyond Jordan, some remain on the ships. So basically, there are people who were living in their own peace.
但是有些人拼命敢死。
But there are those who would lose, who would rather lose their life.
有些人就看着别人打仗，但是自己一个力也不出。
But some would just not do anything and only watch others fight.
那第二十三节，五章二十三节。
In chapter 5, verse 23.
那时候神的使者说，应当咒诅米罗斯，大大咒诅其中的居民，因为他们不来帮助神，不来帮助主攻击勇士。
Curse Meroz, said the angel of the Lord, curse its inhabitant bitterly, because they did not come to the help of the Lord.
那这个米罗斯是在拿伯他利境内的。在拿伯他利，拿伯他利。
Meroz is within the area of Naphtali.
那其实他们是战场附近的人。
So they're actually very close to the battlefield.
但是这些人是在那边看，他们不来帮助的。
But they were only watching and were not helping.
所以最后这个神的使者是这样子在咒诅他们。
So this is how the angel of the Lord cursed them at the end.
那所以我们就看到说，当时候你看神的百姓，有些人真的是拼命敢死，很认真的。
We can see that there are the people of God who would fight with their lives.
有这样的一个人有些人在工作，在为百姓这样子征战，结果在底波那个时候也是国中太平。
There are these kind of people who would fight for the Israelites, and because of that, they experienced peace during the time of Deborah.
所以五章的三十一节也是那时候他们国中太平四十年。
In chapter 5, verse 31, it said that the land had rest for 40 years.
好，那所以你看，在底波那个时代跟在基甸的时候。
So during the time of Deborah and the time of Gideon,
你看，这个就是他们奋勇征战的时候，努力前行。
These are the time when they fought valiantly and also labored with great strength.
神给他们这个平安呢。
And God gave them peace.
他们脱离了这个敌人的辖制了。
They were free from the hands of the enemies.
那我们就特别在基甸的身上看到神的灵降在他身上的结果。
We can see the result of the Spirit of God descending upon Gideon.
工作非常的有效。
And his work was very effective.
好，那我们现在再看四世纪的第十一章。
Now let's refer to Judges chapter 11.
四世纪到第十一章的时候。
When we come to this chapter.
这个是到拿佛他，这个就是耶弗他在做士师的时候了。
This is the time Jephthah was the judge.
这个就是已经，其实在四世纪已经过了差不多一半。这个历史已经过了差不多一半了。
So the history of the judges had already passed halfway.
那这个拿佛耶弗他在做士师的时候，这个时候敌人是变成亚门人了。
And during the time of Jephthah, their enemy was the Ammonite. Ammonites. Yeah.
那耶弗他第十一章特别说，哎，他是基列人，他是个大能的勇士，可是啊，他是基尼所生的。
So here it says that Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor, but he was the son of a harlot.
他的出生背景很差。
So his background was very unfavorable.
他父亲的这个另外的儿子呢，后来就把他赶出去了。
And the other sons of his father chased him out of the house.
觉得他是不够资格承受产业的。
Because they thought that he was not worthy to inherit.
那耶弗他呢？他现在就跑到陀伯这个地方去住了哈。
So then Jephthah escaped to the land of Tob.
那当时就有一些匪徒，圣经说匪徒啊，到他那里去聚集跟他一起的。
And there were the raiders who were dwelling with him.
那其实这些好像无所事事的人，也是被社会遗弃的人嘛。
It seems like these are worthless men who were being looked down by the society.
可是他们聚在耶弗他的。那个领导底下，他们就跟他一起出入，他们现在也日子可以过了。
But under the leadership of Jephthah, it seems that they could also survive.
看感觉上，耶弗他这个人真的是有领导才能的。
Seemed like he was a man, with great leadership.
他真的是可以 把一些没有用的人变成有用的。
He really was able to make useless men into useful men.
哦，所以当这个百姓他们需要有一个领导人的时候，哎，这个长老们就想到耶户他这个人物了。
When the people of Israel needed a leader, the elders thought of him.
他们现在也是要去登，要打仗。
Now they were about to go into battle.
那打仗呢？他们现在就去特别去请耶户他回来带领做元帅。
So they invited him to be their leader.
好，那耶户他呢？他真的就是啊，心胸很宽阔的。虽然被排挤，但是还是接纳这样的一个邀请，回来要去打仗。
So、he was very forgiving. So even though he was being excluded before, now he was willing to take up the responsibility.
耶户他知道，其实要去打仗真的是靠神的。
He knew that in order to fight the battle, he needed to rely on God.
所以他说
，So he said，
当时候这些长老们要请他回来的时候，是跟他开条件的。
When the elders invited him to come back, there was some criteria.
我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
现在我们到你这里来，就是要你跟我们去与亚门人征战，你可以做基列一切居民的领袖。
This is why we have turned again to you now that you may go out with us and fight against the people of Ammon and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead.
第九节
，verse 9。
那耶户他就对长老们说了哈，你们叫我回去与亚门征战，神把他交给我，我可以做你们的领袖吗
？Jephthah answered, "If you take me back home to fight against the people of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them to me, shall I be your head?"
这十节长老们说当然可以我们做见证
Verse 10 says The elders responded The Lord will be a witness between us
所以耶户他自己你看从内心知道要去打仗这个是神要帮助他是神把胜利给他的
Jephthah knew in his heart It is the Lord who would give them victory
那我们就看到诶这个耶户他要打仗他有那个能力他也知道说其实不是靠他自己多会组织其实最后也是要靠神啊。
Jephthah knew that it was not about how great his organization is, but rather it is whether God is with them.
好，看第二十九节。
Now let's read verse 29.
现在要去打仗了。
Now they're about to go into battle.
神的灵降在耶户他身上。
The spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah.
然后他就经过基列马拿西，来到基列的米示巴，又从米示巴到了亚门人那里了。
He passed through Gilead and Manasseh and passed through Mizpah, and from There, he advanced toward the people of Ammon.
他打仗也都打胜了。
So he was victorious.
所以我们看到神的灵降在他的身上。
We see that the spirit of the Lord came coming upon him.
他们去面对敌人的时候，他们就不害怕。
When they were facing the enemies, they were not afraid.
他们都可以得胜的。
They were able to be victorious.
那所以最后他们也是把亚门人制服了。
So at the end, they were also able to suppress the Ammonites. Let's read verse 33.
他就大大的杀败他们啊，结果亚门人就被以色列人制服了。
And he defeated them, and the people of Ammon was subdued before the children of Israel.
我们从一开头到现在，我们看到了当时的灵降在这个人身上的时候，他们都得胜。
So from the beginning until now, we see that when the Spirit of the Lord coming upon a person, they would be victorious.
接下来。从耶户他之后，接下去就是参孙了。
After Jephthah, it was Samson.
主要的那个士师了哈。
These are the major judges.
到了第十三章。
In chapter 13.
参孙这个人也是很特别的。
Samson was also a very special judge.
是神特别选的。
He was especially chosen by God.
然后我们看第十三章的第二十五节。
Let's refer to chapter 13, verse 25.
参孙长大了。
And Samson grew up,
神就赐福给他,
and God blessed him.
接下来神的灵就感动他了。
And then the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon him.
好，那我们就看到参孙他现在开始要工作的时候，他的神的灵感动他，可是他现在做的工作又不太一样。
We see that the Spirit of the Lord would move him, but his work seemed different.
参孙的已经到士师时代非常晚期的时候。
Samson was actually during the time, at the very end, last part of the period of the judges.
那我们就看到，包括士师也是不太一样啊。
And even the judges were different.
从一开始的那个俄陀涅
from the very beginning with Othniel,
到最后的这个参孙
until the very end with Samson,
生活表现都不太一样了。
Their expression of life were different.
他们都是神兴起要用的人。
But they were all raised up by God.
他们要去工作的时候，神就把灵降给他们。
And when they were about to be used, God would send down His Spirit.
那参孙变得很有力啊。
Then Samson became very strong.
所以十四章的第六节。
In chapter 14, verse 6.
参孙呢，他就可以用空手把那个狮子撕裂。
He was able to tear apart a lion with his bare hands.
好，那我们就看再一个过去看第十九节。
Now let's jump to verse 19.
十四章十九节。
Chapter 14, verse 19.
神的灵感动参孙，然后他就可以击杀三十个人。
The Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, and he killed 30 men.
好，接下来看到去十五章的十四节。
Chapter 15, verse 14.
也是一样。
Similarly.
现在神灵临到参孙，哎，他就很有力，把那个绳子就挣脱脱落了。
The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the ropes that were on his arms became like flax that is burned with fire.
那接下来他就拿起一块没有干的驴腮骨，就击杀了一千人。
And he found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, and he killed 1,000 men with it.
我们就看到，哎，这个神的灵降在一个人身上。
We see that when the Spirit of the Lord coming upon a person.
在旧约的时代。
In the Old Testament,
基本上都是为了要完成工作。
Basically, meant that they had to do some work.
都是为了要去征战得胜的。
And mostly so that they would go out into battle and be victorious.
但是这个工作结束以后呢
？However, what happened after the work is done?
他们接下他们的生活留下什么样的一个缺陷呢
？And what happened with their lives after that?
我们如果看基甸哈
，If we look at Gideon,
基甸在第八章的地方
，In chapter 8,
他。得胜了
After he subdued the Midianites,
但是最后他去要这些百姓给他金子，去做了一个以弗德。
But he asked for gold from the people, and they and he made ephod.
那这个是我们看回来八章的第二十七节哈。
In chapter 8, verse 27.
八章二十七节。
Verse 27. Then Gideon made it into an ephod and set it in his city, Ophrah. And Israel played the harlot with it there, and it became a snare to Gideon and to his house.
这个时候，基甸他去做了这个以弗德，最后就变成那个百姓去拜这个以弗德这个起因呢。
So he made the gold into an ephod, and this is how the people actually came to worship.Idols.
然后第三十节说他生了很多的儿子，对不对？七十个，然后有很多妻子。
Verse 30 mentioned he had 70 sons and he had many wives.
第三十一节
，Verse 31,
他又去生了娶了一个妾，生了一个儿子，叫做亚比米勒。
He also had a concubine who bore him a son whose name was Abimelech.
那亚比米勒意思就是我的父亲是王。
Abimelech means my father is king.
我们就从这几件事情看到
，From these incidents we can see，
基甸他打仗的事情结束了以后
，After Gideon was done with the battle，
接下来你看他娶了那么多妻子
，He had so many wives，
然后儿子给他取名叫做我父亲是王
，And he even had a son that he named my father is king，
然后他又去做了那个以弗德，把它放在他自己的城里面。
He also made an ephod and put it in his city.
百姓就去那里拜这个以弗德。
Then the people would come and worship this ephod.
本来这个当时候的百姓，他们要去敬拜神的时候，是到那个示罗地去的。
They were supposed to go to Silo to worship God there.
整个现在基甸他当士师，他是当带头的。
But now as the leader of the people,
以弗德他们就是用来求问神嘛。
We know that ephod was for inquiring of the Lord.
以前是祭司穿在身上。
It was something that the priest would wear on them.
那要求问神的时候。
And when they were about to inquire of the Lord.
就到会幕面前，把那个这个胸牌里面的这个乌灵土明拿起来，然后来问神意思。
They would go to the tabernacles and use the Urim and Thummim to find out the will of God.
可是现在基甸呢，他去做了一个这个以弗德，放在他自己的城里面。
But now, Gideon had made an ephod and put it in his own city.
现在要求问神，就不用跑到示罗去了。
So they, the people had no need to go to Silo to inquire of the Lord.
到他的家去了。
They could just go to his house.
结果就这样子，这件事情成为他的网络，百姓的网络。
This became a snare to the people.
那这个时候，其实后来以色列百姓也败坏了。
The people also began to be evil after this.
就是 后来又出现了这个亚比米勒串这个造成了一个很大的那个动乱。
Then there was an incident created by Abimelech that caused a lot of disturbance.
他这个儿子后来治理百姓三年。
And he, Abimelech himself tried to rule the people for 3 years.
那这个都是跟祭奠后来所留下这个缺点有关系的。
These were all related to the weakness that was left behind by Gideon.
那个到耶户他的时候。
And by the time it got to Jephthah,
我们看到耶户他打仗也打胜啊。
We see that he was also victorious.
可是第十一章的第三十节。
But in chapter 11, verse 30,
他打仗的时候，他竟然跟神许愿。
He made a vow to God.
他本来也知道说神是要给他胜利的。
He also knew that it was God who would give him a victory.
可是他却许了一个愿说，我如果得胜回来，先从我家里面来迎接我的，我就把他献为燔祭归给神你。
He said that whoever or whatever comes out of the doors of my house to meet me first, that I will offer up as a burnt offering.
啊，结果你看他回来的时候，胜利是神给他的。回来的时候，是他的女儿出来迎接他。
Victory was given to him by God. And when he came home, it was his daughter who first came out to meet him.
这个时候耶户他就伤心了。
So Jephthah was very sad at this point.
那事实上是因为他去做了一个不需要的许愿。
But it was because he made an unnecessary vow.
他本来就知道胜利是神给，打仗是神带领他的。
He knew that it was God who led them into battle and would give them victory.
根本不需要许愿的。
There was no need for him to make this vow.
他出去打仗只要靠神，一定得胜。
And he just had to rely on God, and they would be victorious for certain.
可是这时候他做了一个不必要的动作。
But he really did something unnecessary.
就让他真的很愁苦。
And that caused him to be very saddened.
然后呢，我们从十二章又看到一件事情。
In chapter 12, we see another incident.
那个耶户他讲话就不是那么这么温柔了。
And he was no longer, Jephthah was no longer gentle in his speech.
他的讲话就刺激了这个以法莲人。
So what he said really stimulated the Ephraimites.
结果就内战了。
Then there was a civil war.
结果以法莲就死了四万两千人。
And the Ephraimites had lost about 42,000.
我们就看到，当时候这个神的灵降在他身上，他不是工作很有效果吗？
We saw how when the Spirit of the Lord descended on him, that he was very effective in doing God's work.
但是怎么后来都会出现了这么多的一些不必要的这个问题呢？
But why would there be so many problems that happen which are unnecessary?
我们就看到在旧约时代，当神的灵降在一个人身上的时候，
We can see that in the Old Testament when the Spirit of the Lord came upon a person.
其实主要的工作就是要去完成神父教会的使命而已。
The main work was to fulfill the work of God.
但这个是成为今天我们在回顾看这个历史的时候一个提醒。
This actually is a great reminder for us when we look back into the history.
但同时我们看到神他后来工作比这个时候比这个神的灵要给我们的比这个时候更美。
We see that the work of God is even more beautiful than when the Spirit came upon these workers in the past.
我们现在请看以赛亚书六十一章。
Let's refer to Isaiah chapter 61.
有这样的一个了解之后，我们来看以赛亚书六十一章。
With this understanding, now let's read Isaiah chapter 61.
六十一章第一节。
61 verse 1.
请读。
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound.
第二节。
Two, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn.
你看这里在预言主耶稣来到。
Here we see the prophecy about the coming of Christ.
主的灵在我身上，这是主自己引用在路加福音第四章十八节自己引用的。
In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, there's also the application of the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me by the Lord Jesus.
这就是神的灵在新约时代所要做的工作。
This is the work of the Spirit of God in the New Testament.
首先在主耶稣基督身上实现的。
First of all, it would be upon the Lord Jesus.
接下来要在我们弟兄姐妹的身上呈现出来。
And then it would be expressed in all of us.
所以当神的灵在我身上的时候，
When the Spirit of the Lord is upon us.
接下来是传好信息给谦卑的，给贫穷的。
Then we would follow by preaching good tidings to the poor.
是要有能力去医好那伤心的人。
To have the strength to heal the brokenhearted.
要让那些在罪里面被捆绑的得释放的。
To proclaim liberty to the captives.
是要让众人知道这是神的喜年。
To let all know that this is the acceptable year of the Lord.
让一切在悲哀当中人得到安慰。
To comfort all those who mourn and to help them see hope.
要让本来很悲哀的现在变喜乐。
To help those who are very sad to become very joyful.
忧伤的灵现在可以赞美神了。
And the sad spirit would now be able to praise God.
所以神的灵在我们的身上。
So when the Spirit of the Lord is upon us.
现在所呈现出来的跟世世代一定不一样了。
What is expressed now is different from that of the period of the judges. Because the Lord has given us the promise, Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of promise. In Isaiah chapter 11, when it talked about the Spirit that would come to Christ, what type of Spirit it would be.
11章的第二节说,
In chapter 11, verse 2,
神的灵住在他身上, 就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵, 谋略和能力的灵, 知识和敬畏神的灵。
The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
第三节说, 他必以敬畏神为乐, 行审判不凭眼见, 停断是非, 不凭耳闻。
Verse 3, His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. We see that these are the work of the Spirit of God. This is upon the Lord Jesus. We see that the Lord exhibited wisdom and understanding,
谋略和能力,
counsel and might.
你看他是多么样的敬畏神顺服天父的。
And we see how much he really feared and submitted to God.
所以主耶稣现在他所讲的话，他所留下的这个记录，就让我们是跟随的榜样。
From the recording of Jesus, we can actually learn our example.
今天我们所领受的灵,
the Spirit that we receive today,
其实就是主耶稣这个灵,
is actually the Spirit of the Lord Jesus. 就是当初降在主身上这个灵。 It is a Spirit that descended upon the Lord Jesus.
要重新的在我们身上呈现出来。
It shall be upon us as well.
所以我们看到。 我们不但在工作上有力,
so we see that we not only have strength in doing work, we can actually be victorious over our enemies.
有胆量,
we can have courage and not be afraid.
更重要的,
but what is even more important is that we would not leave behind any weaknesses. We would not do anything that's unnecessary.
你看, 过去这个时代, 不完全,
In the period of the past, it was not perfect. That's why we say the Old Testament is a shadow. Salvation is really in the New Testament. When the Lord Jesus came, He said, What is really the work of the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God coming upon us?
有神的灵在他身上的人的工作精神把它吸取过来。
But if we actually learn from the spirit of those workers who receive the movement of the Spirit of God in the Old Testament,
再配合上主这个神的灵，他真的要带给我们的这个这么美好的这个果子。
And to bring it together with the fruit of the Spirit of God,
我们的生命可以变得非常的有意义，很充实。
Then our lives shall be very meaningful and full. We can really work hard for God. We will really fulfill the commission of God to preach the gospel to all nations. We shall have strength. Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he made a special promise that the Spirit of the Lord is with us today. We shall have strength. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8,
你们就必得着能力, 要在耶路撒冷, 犹太全地, 撒玛利亚, 直到地极, 做我的见证。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
这个圣灵是要来帮助我们传福音的。
This Holy Spirit is to help us to preach the gospel.
但绝对不是只有这样子而已。
But that is not its only function.
它要让我们的生命充满像主耶稣的形象，温柔谦卑的。
It will help us to be filled with the character of the Lord Jesus, to be gentle, to be meek.
所以我们讲话，我们就不会。很怒的，很 harsh， 不会。
So when we speak, we would not speak harshly.
我们讲话一定是温柔的。
When we speak gently.
那我们在处理事情的时候，一定是会考虑周到的。
When we handle matters, we would be very careful.
我们在面对困境的时候，我们心里面亮，心里很刚强的。
When we face difficulties, we would be strong in the heart.
我们不会很慌张，不会很害怕。
We would not lose our stance and be afraid.
与我们同在。
Because we know that the Lord is with us.
所以圣灵要帮助我们内心刚强。
The Holy Spirit shall strengthen us inside.
让我们可以行出神的旨意来。
So that we can do the will of God.
在这个信仰的这个旅程当中
，in the journey of faith.
都一直打胜仗的。
We shall be victorious always.
因为当神的灵降在身上的时候
，because when the spirit of God comes upon us，
我们所看到的这过去的历史，真的是每一个都得胜。
What we see with all the examples of the past is that everyone was victorious.
让我们可以在这个信仰旅程里面啊，事实上是得胜。
So that we can also be victorious in this journey of faith.
我们一起来顺服圣灵的带领。
Let us all submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
努力地装备我们自己。
To really work hard to prepare ourselves.
打这个属灵的征战。
To fight the spiritual battle.
能够真的赢取更多的灵魂来归入主的名下。
To win more souls to be under the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们今天早上分享到这里，一起来唱诗。
This concludes our